Blog Talk Radio. This is the beginning of the show now. Okay, very good.
This is the beginning of the show. I'm so sorry. I misplaced my AirPods, and I still can't find them. So they're lost in the house somewhere.
Well, what can you do?
I could find them. I think they're like on the couch. I think my husband is sleeping on them. I do. 100%.
I am just listening.
Oh, wait.
Oh, there they are. There they are. Yep.
Darn it. Oh, well. Well, at least I found them and here we are.
Okay. So. You're looking great, by the way.
Hey, thanks. I'm going to go live on the YouTubes later on my gaming channel because it is the first night of fireworks in Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. All right. Big event.
Big, huge event. Massive event.
I wish I could be there. But yeah. What can I say?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, everybody who's not listening live.
Everybody.
It's okay.
I was panicking.
I was too, because you know. So we're doing the YouTube thing, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio, and so I had the whole studio set up, and I just got everything set up about a minute to go, and then all of a sudden it gives the countdown, and I'm like, oh, Kay's not here. Okay, but I guess we're gonna go live on the Blog Talk Radio side of things. So I just like said hello and. Kay's not here, and then all of a sudden you're here. So perfect timing.
The massive panic that was happening in the last like 2 minutes was insane because I didn't even know if like my mic was hooked up because I was like I had like just closed my editing software. I'm like a huge mess this weekend. I was setting up my green screen, which is behind me, which looks great to block out the light right now because I don't have any like. I can't do anything with this green screen on StreamYard, can I?
I don't know. I was wondering if you were going to do something like a rare to see like on Tropical Island or something like that.
I don't know if I can do anything like
no.
that.
No, I know I can do that on Zoom and that's kind of fun.
I feel like I'm like, oh, wait, I think I can.
Oh, you can?
Oh, hold on.
All right. I'm excited for this.
Let's see. Oh, boy. Here we go.
What is that? Oh, that's working great. Nice.
I'm in someone else's house now.
So Kay's broadcasting from the Adirondacks.
Yes.
In her summer home.
My ski chalet.
Ski chalet. Yeah.
What is it? Like what?
It's a pretty nice looking place.
Bowl of pine cones behind me?
I like the bowl of pine cones. Yeah. So it is like a ski thing. I like the fireplace, the big chimney.
I paid a lot of money for these things. Yeah. So this is where I am right now.
Some really nice stonework going on there.
I'm curious to what else they have. Oh, see, I could add one. Or I could use this one, just the bricks. you can see like the side a little bit.
Then you need a mic like this, and you could be doing stand up. You get That's a stool, and true. You could do like a little stand up thing. That would be fun behind the brick wall.
I think we'll keep this one for now.
All right.
I can add one. I can like be in Animal Crossing.
Oh, you can.
That would be the dream. Hold on.
I would think that's what you want.
Hold on. Here we go. I can be in Animal Crossing. I can like live the dream.
Oh, there you are.
I'm in the game.
Is that your person there?
That's my character. Yeah. There she is. That's Kay Daisy.
That's Kay Daisy. Oh, look at that.
That's Kay Daisy. Yeah, she's nice. Cute.
Look very happy. You got like a little, what is that you're wearing there?
A yukata.
Oh. Okay. Yes.
It's for, you know, like festivals and stuff.
Oh.
Because tonight is the fireworks. So. I don't know. I find this photo to be very distracting. So I guess we'll change it back to this for now.
Okay. I wish we had some live listeners that would, or someone that's going to jump on and be like, where's Kay?
It's true. I need She's to remote. Get like fun, the fun green screen backgrounds. There was some like really hilarious ones because, you know, due to COVID, everyone's doing the work from home deal with the Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
And there were some funny backdrops. And then the one boss that turned herself into a potato and she couldn't.
We talked about that on our show. Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
That was hilarious.
I enjoyed that. That was one of the funniest stories.
That's a great story. I wish there was more. I wish someone ran video on it so you could actually see it.
Oh, my God. Me too.
And then people just snickering. Can you imagine if someone captured
it and then they put it on the internet? Oh, my God. It'd be great. But you can't really, tape work meetings, you know?
There's also a similar story. Some church person, I don't know, priest or something that was doing a remote thing, and they kept transitioning into some superhero thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a rotating thing. I don't know what they were, the character. I saw the clip of that. It was pretty funny. That was a little while ago, though. Yeah.
So I'm going to have a dental cleaning tomorrow, and I'm really nervous about it.
Oh, wow. You know, we've been wondering about that because we had an appointment a couple months ago and it got canceled, obviously.
Yeah. And,
but there's no other date. How are they going about this?
I'm not sure. I had it. It was rescheduled from before. So, and then I didn't feel like I was needed to go. I was like, you know what? It's fine.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go back in, June or something.
Because if you. You could wait a year if it's just a cleaning.
It's just a cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm going to be curious
how they're going to go about doing that.
You've had a dental cleaning.
Oh, what did he say?
He didn't say very much.
He didn't go over the details.
No.
We went for haircuts.
Oh, how was that?
It was weird, but it was fine.
Yeah.
And
everything's weird, right?
And they were. COVID certified, I don't know how that works, but they're all masked, they're all gloved. You walk in, you get hand sani, everyone's masked. I don't know. It's weird, but a dental thing, the patients aren't masked, obviously.
Right. Yeah. So how is this work? You guys were N95 masks. I'm assuming that I don't know what their protocol is, but they're
maybe
I'll call tomorrow and see what the deal is. I'm feeling really nervous about it.
Yeah, maybe you feel better if you knew what they're doing. They're obviously got to be doing something.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I can push it off more. I don't know. They'll be mad though if it's same day. They'll be like,
wah, wah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, hey, Babs.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome to the Derek and Kay Show at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I've got massive plans today.
I know it's a weird time. I just posted we're doing a random Sunday afternoon broadcast.
Yeah, and I was just showering because I now that it's COVID and the weekends, everything's at a weird time. So I'm showering at 3 o'clock, and I was editing a video. No, I was making a thumbnail for my gaming video at 2 o'clock. And I'm still trying to have my game, gaming setup set up because I have Derek, you're going to love all this nonsense I have to go through.
Yeah.
Okay. So I told you I went to, I have a green screen, obviously.
Nice. This is
not my house.
Yeah. No, awesome. Looks great.
Yeah. So this is my ski chalet.
Beautiful house. Yeah.
Broadcasting from. So, because of the gaming channel and because I don't have a PC, I've had some special challenges.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a very nice new MacBook
Pro. Oh. Oh, wow.
So it's I think the MacBook Pro is maybe a year old, I think, at this point.
Wow.
So it's nice. It's a powerful MacBook Pro. Right?
Yeah.
It was the nice MacBook Pro.
Yeah. They're pretty crazy computers.
And it's powerful, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can handle the streaming. But however, the whole thing with capturing your gameplay on Nintendo Switch is hell in a handbag.
Not gonna do it.
It's tough because the streaming software that is available, that is the free streaming software, you are gonna have a hard time capturing audio without going through some really crazy hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And the free software that I'm using right now to stream because I don't have an external monitor yet. I ordered one.
Wow.
Today. Because it's the delay is not enough so I can still play it while looking at it on the screen. But if I turn on my commentary, you know, like my ability to have the commentary, I can't hear the game audio. Or I can either hear no game audio or both the game audio and my commentary, like in my headset, which is impossible. So I ordered a HDMI audio extractor.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm running the Nintendo Switch through the HDMI audio extractor, have my headphones in the extractor. The extractor then feeds into my game capture card.
Okay.
The capture card feeds into my hub that feeds into my computer. And then, you know, that captures the, you know, audio and video for the game. But by the time it gets to my preferred streaming software, it's delayed too much for me to play. It's
my.
Like 1 second delay.
Gosh.
So I move my thumb, my character moves 1 second later. It's impossible.
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah.
Yeah. And I played with that. I actually streamed like that for like 4 times. And I was like, I can't do that. And with the audio in my ears. So it was like a hell on wheels, like live stream. So I haven't been live streaming. So today, I'm going to live stream tonight on using the cheap software. It's not sexy, but it'll do. But I had to buy a green screen and I had to buy an external monitor and an HDMI splitter so that I can feed this HDMI signal into, this is so detailed, into the HDMI splitter and then feed those signals into both a monitor and my computer so that I can look at the monitor and play off that and then like, use my computer to stream and don't look at it.
Wow.
So that's the story.
Interesting. And you're going to be doing this for the first time today? Or
I guess on Wednesday when I get all of my I get the splitter and the monitor. But for tonight, I'm just going to just use the free software to stream. It's not going to be like a sexy stream.
I see.
It'll be like a basic bitch stream.
Okay. Kind of like what we got going on over here.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll be no like scenes, you know.
Okay.
So, but and I won't be able to like see the chat on the screen, or I'll have to like have a chat open down on my iPad, you know, in the corner, which is so low budget. But I'm having fun. I made a viral video by accident.
Really?
Yes. I checked in on my GameCube Animal Crossing Town after like.
Oh, cool.
Years,
yeah.
And it's got 105,000 views.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. I'll have to check that out.
I was very surprised. So I'm a gamer girl now. Thanks.
That is awesome. That is great.
Ready?
It's weird. It's really weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we'll have to get some, I don't know how or when. But we should get some gaming thing happening.
Yeah, we'll have to get you on because it'll be fun. I mean, for now, I'm gonna just play Animal Crossing until I can get more established. Because once you start, I've noticed that once you start uploading like another game, like no one wants to watch it.
Oh, really?
You got
seriously Animal Crossing folks.
Yeah, because I uploaded a. Like Harvest Moon. Well, it's not Harvest Moon anymore. It's like another game that was similar. It's like a simulation game, and like no one watched it. So I was like, okay, that doesn't work. And a cute thumbnail and everything.
Interesting. And
like,
it's all
okay.
about.
So I was like, okay.
You got a certain thing going on.
Yeah, you got to get authority first before you can get anybody like really watching the rest of your content.
Wow.
So,
all right.
Kind of an interesting strategy, but I mean, I love Animal Crossing. I spent all day doing dumb stuff in Animal Crossing. It's really dumb.
Not surprised, right?
I guess you can't be surprised.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, I went to Micro Center, and it's interesting. And you said you hadn't been there in years.
I have not been. I haven't been to many places. Since this whole thing went down.
I'm surprised because you used to go to Micro Center like every 5 minutes.
Well, I got, you know, after a while, you kind of get everything you need. I don't know.
Me with Sephora for a while. I would go there like all the time.
Yeah.
But now I have all the makeup I need, and I'm like, I don't need to go there anymore.
Kind of like
send me emails too. They're like, we miss you. I'm like, not too bad.
Not going into public places. I guess I've been, you know, big on the Amazon. That's been like my.
Yeah, Amazon's been pretty good.
Yeah.
But like stuff I want like now, you know, I'm like, I'm just gonna go get it.
Right.
So I went to, I pre-ordered this green screen.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Online. And then I went to pick it up. And when I went in there, it was like a whole setup at the door with like a guy in full PPE.
Oh my gosh.
PPE.
Is that really necessary?
And I walked in and he's like, "Hey, would you like to sanitize your hands?" And I was like, "Okay." And I just put out my hands like this.
Uh-huh.
And he sprayed them with hand sanitizer.
Okay.
And then he's like, "Well, where are you going?" I'm like, "I guess I'm going to pick up my
I'm going into the store." Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, "Just go that way." And it was just a weird like one of those weird COVID experiences.
That is weird. Wow.
Yeah.
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 Was there a lot of people in the store?
A lot. I mean, I want to say it wasn't like a lot.
What is that? Did we just?
We're sorry.
Yeah.
The number you are trying to reach.
I have no idea. I have no idea where that came from.
BTR is gone. That's every time we've heard that sound. Uh-huh. BTR is gone.
We're gonna just keep going.
We're just keep on going.
It looks fine to me, and I'm recording, and we got this thing too. So
let's keep on going. So I have.
Am I losing my mic? Oh no. Okay. All right.
So I went in there, and it was there were a lot of people. I guess there were more than I was expecting, but it wasn't like crowded. You know.
Yeah.
But I mean, there were people there.
Did they have like the markers on the floor? Like,
yes.
6 feet, wait in line.
Yes. The one-way markers too.
You
can only go like one way down an aisle. I found that was a thing in like Home Goods.
Yeah.
They had aisle markers and you could only go one way down one aisle.
I noticed we were at, we did go to Lowe's. There's been a lot of home improvement stuff. I think we might. Oh, geez.
Your mic's a little patched.
Yeah. Okay.
But I can still hear you.
All right. So we were at Lowe's and they had those on the aisles and we're like looking at it and we're like, oh, we got to walk all the way around. And then someone there said, oh, don't pay attention to that. We don't do that. But why do they got them there? I don't know. You know,
just have them there for show.
Yeah. Right. Like what's going
on? Oh my gosh.
I'm having some mic. Oh, jeez. Oh boy!
We're having technical issues.
Well, hopefully this will work. Should we get a show intro? We're doing a podcast. We're on YouTube. Should we just do our intro and see what we got?
Nah, we can skip the intro.
We're skipping the intro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Derek, it's the Derek and Kay Show. DKpodcast.com.
All right.
That's where you can find us. We're on Facebook and all that stuff. And if you want to call us, which no one ever does, 661-467-2416 is your number. You can call and speak with your hosts, Derek and Kay. Press 1 to talk to us directly. Or you can just stay on the line and listen. There it is.
Very, very good.
That's your intro.
Because I was late. I'm sorry. Because I was late, we skipped the intro.
Okay.
That's my punishment.
Okay.
And we're also doing the show early because I have a Zoom date with my girlfriends at 5:30.
Nice. Yeah.
And I think that is when I should prepare supper.
Also on the Zoom. Yes. So it's going to be like chit-chat and Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So chit-chatting and cooking. I'm busy pants tonight, you know, and then we got the live stream at like 6:45.
Busy pants. Oh, well, it's
busy pants.
Say hi for me.
I will.
For the folks that know me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For the girlfriends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be a busy evening, but hopefully it's going to be a fun evening. So I'm just like trying to get through Sunday because today was, you know, it's still really hot outside. I thought because the sun is kind of like not really out. And I was like, oh, it's not going to be as hot. And it was.
It's a little humid, really.
Yeah. So we've been taking the dog out around 10, 9 and 10. And oh, by the way, I got a story for you concerning Clover. So he is working on transitioning to a new food. Okay.
Okay. He is. Fresh food.
A cooked food. So the food comes frozen and you have to thaw it in the refrigerator the night, like 24 hours before. And then it's like fresh food and he gets it. And it's got like peas in it and carrots and all kinds of stuff, as well as the meat in the, you know, but there's a transition here.
Is this a raw situation?
No, it's cooked. It's
okay,
cooked.
Okay.
But it's fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So, in doing that, I think he's eating, the food is like not as calorically dense as the food he was eating before.
Mm-hmm.
So before he would eat a third of a cup of kibble, which was like little. It was like this, you know, it was like this much food or whatever, mm-hmm. like a handful, twice a day. So now, but now he's eating like half a package of this fresh food. And he's so hungry in the morning.
Oh, geez. Poor dog.
He gets up at, he got up this morning at 6:45 to ask for breakfast.
What time is it normally?
Either 7 or 8 breakfast.
Okay.
So, you know, 6:45 isn't super early, but like, it's still like the other day he woke up at like 5 and he wanted breakfast.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't know what to do. I'm like, does he need a snack before dinner? I mean, or before bed, or like, what's the deal? Because like when he gets up out of bed in the morning before we do, that means he's going to go and cause trouble. He's like Paddington like that.
Oh yeah. He
like Paddington. Like if he's hungry,
he's
and gonna, he wants to eat food, he's going to just go around and be a jackass.
You're going to know about it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to like chew things, eat things. Just go around, be annoying. I didn't think this would be an issue with Clover because he's such a good boy. But when the belly alarm goes off, he's like, he's got major Paddington vibes going.
He can't deal with it.
Yeah. And if anyone's listening, just knew who Paddington was my old cat.
Oh, he was a great cat.
He's no longer with us. He's a big orange cat and he, was a jerk. He was amazing, but when he was hungry, he would like knock stuff off counters and
Oh, Jesus, this mic keeps clipping out.
Just be annoying. Is your mic not working today?
I don't know. Let me play with this a little bit, maybe.
It seems like it's working pretty well. it's. I mean, I can definitely hear you. Anyway,
it's like it's clipping or something. Okay.
Oh yeah, so Clover is having some definite problems with the food adjustment times, and like I don't want to be open like awakened at like 6 a.m. every morning by Clover, even though like I'm up usually by mm-hmm. then. Like I don't want him to like control it.
Yeah, I'm you know, we've got a few cats here and I'm just glad that they're not the kind that like I could sleep till 10 and I still wouldn't hear it from them.
I've never lived through that. I've never had that.
They're good cats as far as that goes. Like they never try to wake you up.
I had a whole deadline like with Paddington and Min, and not with Athena and Tulia, pretty much. They would eat whenever.
Yeah.
But like Paddington and Min would tag team
Like
7 a.m.
Pretty
to,
fierce.
Like, wake me up, and it was super annoying, and I wanted to scream.
Yeah, the Maine Coons are fine. They'll do this like once you get up, then they're kind of like, hey, they kind of like try to get your attention. Like they're like if you look like you're gonna go downstairs, they are quick to go downstairs. Like they're, you know, they're but they don't wake us up. Well, Maine Coons, I'm wearing my Maine Coon shirt, by the way.
I love that shirt. Where did you get that shirt?
This is from an Amazon. I mean, a Facebook ad.
Really?
Yep.
Those Facebook ads.
I'm telling you, effective. I wasn't gonna do it. I've looked for a while. I read I read some reviews and people said, I didn't get the item, whatever. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna do it.
Get the item.
Yeah, you know, like they're scams, right? Like they're not like companies. Like who knows what these places are? And I was showing it to my sweetie, and so she made it happen for my birthday. It's from the kitties.
That's so nice.
So it is real. I mean, it's not, you know, the highest quality shirt. It seems to me there's like not a real tag on it. You know, I think with some of these Facebook ads, they're just throwing stuff up to see what sticks, and they're like, oh, he likes this shirt. We better make it now. Because he bought it, you know. Like I don't think this is like sitting on shelves. It looks.
I mean, like kind of thrown. Be like a print to order, kind of, or order to print kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe. It's the same thing with the. They got a coffee ad with it looks like Theo, the big gray Maine Coon on it, and I'm convinced that they just had a picture and like, oh, he likes Maine Coons. Let's mm-hmm. see if this works, and then I bought it, and they like make it. I don't think
Facebook is very good
yeah.
at advertising to you. I happen to see those ads on Instagram. I mean, Facebook.
Oh yeah, and same thing.
Are the same thing. Mm-hmm. So, but Instagram ads get me.
Yeah.
And like they're good at what they do. We bought new plates and bowls because of an
really?
Instagram ad.
You got yeah. stuff you like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a brand new set of plates and bowls from a company called Year and Day. They weren't cheap. They were like really expensive. But yeah. I mean, they were like affordable. So it wasn't like
yeah.
we were buying like expensive china from, you know, William Sonoma or whatever. This was, we paid like, I don't know, like $500 for like a set of eight of each.
Wow. Yeah.
So we got like small bowls. Where's my thumb? We got small bowls.
It's like backwards.
Big bowls. Yeah, it's backwards. Big plates and small plates.
Nice.
And eight of each of them. So that was a pretty good deal. And a big serving bowl, like a
oh wow, nice
shallow serving bowl and a serving plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we haven't matches. Had a chance to have anybody over,
no, so
I
know,
we
haven't right. used them. Yeah.
So those are just like they're sitting in the cabinet, just
yeah, right,
collecting dust. It's really sad. Actually, I have used the serving bowl, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. We've never had anyone over.
Yeah, because you moved right around the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. We no housewarming. Right
around the beginning of February.
It's you know it's pretty lucky probably that you got in. I know it was a long delay, but like it's good you got in. Like it could have been a different situation.
We had some people, and I just got an email from them. Just today. They moved in just yesterday.
Oh, still happening.
Yeah, people are still moving. Like, because we noticed because we have this, like, we have porches in the back of our building,
mm-hmm.
and they had these, like, old cypress trees that were, like, all burnt up on the porch. And I'm like, why did no one take care of these cypress trees? And then I realized it was the model unit.
Oh.
And so they just stuck the cypress trees out there, and then they didn't take care of them.
And they've been gone ever since.
They turned all brown and trifling.
Yeah.
And then I noticed they're gone, so because I think they were doing construction in there, too. But they just moved in, and they sent an email. They're like, hey, we'll do some socially distanced hangs. You know, so I'm like, okay, that's cool.
So weird. Such weird times.
It's weird times. Like, you can't meet any of your neighbors.
No. Nope.
Like, none of us have, like, we never had, like, a condo social.
Yeah, like, nothing.
It's so weird. We all moved into this brand new building and none of us can meet each other. I've met one of my neighbors, maybe two.
You see people in the hall and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I see people in the hall. Well, it's before COVID. I saw like, you know, I like met one of my neighbors properly or two maybe. But after that, like, it was like, you don't meet people.
Mm.
It's real sad.
Yeah. We've seen a couple of our neighbors, but we're pretty private because we got this huge rock wall but we got a neighbor on the other side that we've been talking to. Mostly they're bickering a little bit about like stuff and brush. So
what?
Well, we cleared a bunch of like weeds and trees and old vines that were killing trees. So we we cleared that and we just kind of like stuck it to the side and we figured, well, this is fine. Like, isn't like wood. It's like a little wood area, you know? And she came, we came back from a late night paddle boat trip and it's like 8 o'clock at night or something, back in the truck and we get out of the truck and we hear like a voice and we're like, what? Like, we're pretty private yard. And she's like, you got some brush over here and it's going to affect our French drain. And I'm like,
French
what?
Drain.
I'm like, what
that's
the hell?
Is French drain.
What the hell is she talking about? Because that's underground. Like, it's a drainage underground. And I'm like, this stuff is like, you know, above ground. Water's just going to go by. I don't know what she's talking about. So we had a little a talk with our neighbor, and we cleared it away just to like, you know, make the crazy person happy. She's probably not listening.
So.
But if she is, we helped you out, Bonnie. There you go. All right, you're okay.
Neighbors are kind of, can be like weird. There's a lot of like Karens, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit like that.
I had to talk to a Karen last night who told me to stop using the name of my live show, Clutter Therapy, because she owns the registered trademark.
Oh my gosh.
Clutter Therapy. She sent me an email. And when I tell you her, I knew exactly what was up because her email signature was in Comic Sans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like,
that says a lot, right?
Okay, Karen. So I changed it around. You know, I renamed the live streams. I don't know how there was going to be like market loss or confusion from, but I just don't want to deal with her because I don't want to deal with Karen. Yeah, right.
Right.
And she was like, "You didn't change the names of your live streams," and I'm like, "Karen, you need to clear your cache."
There you go. Yeah.
And then search again.
You know, it's funny.
Oh my God, I hate people.
It's funny. It's that's kind of a very similar thing. Like sometimes you just do the thing to make that person
stop the crazy person. Yeah.
Like, it's probably not going to be an issue. It's not an issue, but okay, we'll do that. Same thing. It's an interesting thing.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, how is this going to be confusing for your customers? You live in a completely different part of the country from me. Mm-hmm. And it's not, she's just mad because I'm like dominating her SEO probably.
Did you see what she's doing? Like what kind of thing?
She's a professional organizer. She's another organizer.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's not hosting a show called Clutter Therapy. That's right. What her business is called or whatever. So like, okay, great. Okay. You know, whatever, do what you need to do. But like,
you don't care.
Like don't be, you know, we're in a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and who are you helping right now during the pandemic? What are you doing? Are you going to people's homes wearing a mask? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm not. I've stopped. So, I mean, I guess it's up to everybody in particular what they want to do. You know, if they have like one-on-one like helper services, but like, I don't know. It's just like the tone of the email was like so unnecessarily Karen-like that I was just like bad. And she was like, "Oh, you're obviously more tech savvy than me." And I was like, "Yeah," and my signature isn't in Comic Sans. Okay, I've just outed her. I don't care.
It says a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, like, just can we all just? I don't know. There was going to be like no confusion in the market. So, but you know, you got to make people happy, and you know, make your life easier. So you just kind of
you got to get out
the thing, and you move along.
You got to get out.
You move some of that brush.
Yep.
You move
along. No problem. Like, okay.
No problem. Move along.
I'm sure that tree branch was blocking all kinds of water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
And by the way, if it did block water, where would it be? It would be on our property.
Yeah.
The water flows. We're higher up. The water flows down. Like I just don't understand. Anyways.
You know what it was like? There's a whole like there's an insurance commercial that is like the neighborhood association lady comes around. She's like, "Your mailbox is too tall." Have you seen that?
Yep. And just saws it down.
Yeah, just saws it. She's like that lady.
Yeah, kind of. Like, oh, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Oh, so sorry. Didn't mean to, you know, cause any trouble.
Yeah, it's not the first time. I was like doing something in the yard, doing some like yard work, and I heard her talking to the neighbor above. And by the way, we've got a pretty good sized property. Like it's weird if we're hearing people talking. It's like, what's going on? Like that shouldn't be happening. So I hear her talking, huh?
You're too close.
Yeah, we're too close. I'm like, what? What is going on? And she's saying like she's talking to the neighbor behind, and she's like, yeah, these people. And I knew she was talking about us. They're like they're measuring their property, and she's like talking about like what this Sarah's building the she shed. And so we were measuring the property to see where to put it. We got the proper building permit and everything. Like, we're legit. And so I went over there. I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, I'm just saying you're building something. I'm like, yeah, we were measuring the property. We wanted to see where it was, and we're getting a building permit. And she's like, and then she kind of like, I don't know, quieted up a little bit. Anyways. Oh, man. People.
I hate people. By the way, the she shed is amazing.
Isn't that lovely? Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, it is Pinterest level, Martha Stewart magazine level.
Yeah, I told my sweetie that you said that. Yeah.
Amazing.
She loves it. I forget where she got this idea. I think she's been thinking about it for a while, and you know, now that we're home so much, it just seems like the time to do it. And I help her put up, you know, together some of the painting and the like the electrics, and it's great. It's really lovely.
It's beautiful.
It was a huge she's painting it all week. Really? And we basically just finished things this morning. Like she'd finished the decorating. We did all the electrics. It was all day yesterday. It was just.
I love how it matches the house.
It's so cute. And I got her. I got her.
The half a dress.
Yeah, I got her the number plate for her birthday.
It's so cute.
Yeah, the light even is the same exact light that we have in the front of the house. We bought Nextron when we did those, thinking we'd do that.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
It's really cute.
I'm gonna look at it right now again. It's adorable.
You'll have to whenever we can see people again, you'll have to come. You could be like her guest for her. She'd love that.
What's she gonna do in there?
Well, she's gonna do a lot of reading. We actually just took a nap in there before the show. It was kind of nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you nap? Is that a pullout in there?
No, it's just like a love seat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
How'd you nap in there together? Love seat. Love seat's small.
Oh, she's on the love seat. I was on the floor. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's nice rug in there. It's got a nice rug.
How's the environment in there?
It's a little warm, but it's got three full size windows that open up, and it's got this fan. And you could, you know, either get a cross breeze going, so it cools off pretty well.
Okay. So it's kinda like being in like a shed.
Yeah, it's like a shed or like a little, you know, cottage kind of situation. And she did a great job designing it. You know, it's like this shabby chic kind of thing.
It's definitely shabby chic. It's beautiful.
It got the chandelier up.
I love it.
She's got the peonies everywhere.
It's just beautiful.
I got her a little sign that says, you know, inside Sarah's She Shed and established 2020. And then there's a little sign. I don't think I showed you this, but I also got her a little tiny plaque. You just put it in the corner. And it says that's what she shed. I don't know. It's just because they're always.
That's adorable. Yeah, I love it. It's really cute.
It's really It's really cute. Yeah, thanks. It's been jealous. A huge project. Next, I want to make a little birdhouse and paint it like the house.
Really? So we could like, also have like the same colors and everything.
That could be kind of cute. And
I wish it had also a little window. On it.
The birdhouse?
Yeah. A little tiny window.
Maybe we'll do that. Too much free time on our hands, you know?
I got a lot of free time. That's why I'm making gaming videos.
Yeah?
I've got tons of free time. Might as well have fun. Make a little coin also on the side.
There you go.
Who cares?
Yep.
You know? I'm making some coins. You know? So, I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Got big old...
Good.
Green screen and
you gotta have
making
fun.
Sure I got good audio, good light, good streaming. So we'll see. The capturing is fine, but the streaming is another story.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes tonight. I'm scared. I'm scared.
I'm not sure what we're up to tonight. That's a weird
idea.
It's a weird time, yeah.
Oh my god, there's already comments on here.
What's this?
A comment on the live stream. Oh my god, so excited.
Oh, prize. People are getting 5 excited.
Hours. Oh my, I'm excited.
Wow.
People are excited for the live for the fireworks.
Right.
In Animal Crossing.
Wow.
So here's the thing with the fireworks in Animal Crossing.
Okay.
That made me laugh. There was a Verge article that was like, people are making, because you can send up your fireworks with a custom design.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just like putting penises and stuff.
Oh, sure. Custom designs. Of course, that's what's going to happen.
So the fireworks are just like obscene fireworks all over Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making me laugh. It's hilarious. So, and there's one that was just like all, it's like rainbow colors. You just said the B word.
Oh.
I just said bitch.
Nice.
It was just, It was too much. I said it was a whole like Verge article about it.
Wait, how are they? Are people changing their clocks or something?
Yeah.
How are they doing this early?
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's Sunday. I got to check it out. So I don't do that.
That's cheating, right?
I do not do that. It's cheating. Well, I mean, you know, play the game how you want to play the game. It's not my, you know, I'm not here to judge, but in St. Rosie, we don't time travel.
St. Rosie.
Yes, that is the name of my island. That's been the name of my first town. And that's been the name of my town every time I've played Animal Crossing for some reason.
Wow.
So, St. Rosie, no one time travels. Time traveling is for impatient people.
Mm-hmm. Cheaters, maybe?
I don't know if it's cheating.
It's not cheating. Okay.
I like the slow gameplay, you know? I appreciate, I mean, it takes like one day to move a building in Animal Crossing. And I'm just like, well, I just got to wait, I guess. I moved all 10 of my villagers' houses to the beach over a period of 10 days and then moved them all back.
Oh, my gosh.
Redecorated all their yards and moved them back on the island, onto the island in over the next 10 or 12 days. So,
wow.
I had time. I had time.
Speaking of games, I heard we were at a little family social distance lunch, and
Clover's here. Sorry, he's just like he's looking through my soul.
He's in the living room. Oh, he wants more food. He's hungry.
He's probably hungry.
I heard Clover in the
background of him looking through my soul because that's a
you can put him in the background. It. I heard that they're making a more official Goose game, like for all systems, like a bigger version. And I don't know if that's
a longer game.
Yeah. Like a big, you know, full on release, like, you know, for all the systems. I'm kind of excited. I don't know.
Will that take a while though?
I don't know how far along they are, but I would be into that.
I'd be into it too.
Yeah.
I think that, that game is so crazy. So crazy. And actually I went to somebody's. So there's a feature in Animal Crossing now that they have updated the game so you can upload your dream address to anywhere. You post it anywhere, and anyone could go to your island at any time. You don't have to be playing on your console. You don't have to be even up or anything like that. You can just go to your island and visit the way that it's saved when you upload it. And somebody, I went to their island last night, and their town flag was the Untitled Goose Game.
Oh.
Like the goose, like holding a knife.
Nice. Nice.
It was pretty funny.
That was a great game.
It's an amazing game.
I finished the first like sort of part of it. I mean, I guess there's like a hard way to finish it, which seems ridiculous. It's like time stuff, which I'm not about. But I did technically, I guess, finish it because there was credits and stuff. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, whenever I see the credits, I'm like, I beat the game.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. I'm not going to do those crazy time trial stuff. Oh my gosh.
I get it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there was like a hard version of like Zelda Ocarina of Time, like master version. And I think I played through like half, and then I was like, meh.
Yeah, you know, I hate when games do that. It seems like cheapening out or something.
Well,
like try to do it again, but harder. Like, no.
Apparently, the DLC content for the new Zelda is very good.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. It's like time challenges and like battle challenges and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but some of the like the master content, you know, I'm just like, I don't want to bother with that. I just want to win. And then replay the game over again.
Wasn't the original Mario like that? When you won, you'd have to like, it says something like, or it just brings you back to the beginning.
Oh, like it had a hard mode?
I
think it had like a hard mode, maybe.
Yeah.
Did it?
I'm not about that with games. I'm done. I finished it. It's good enough. I'm not going to do it again, but harder. It's ridiculous.
What's the hardest game you ever finished?
That's a very good question. I might want to say the original Zelda.
Really?
I think I feel pretty good about that. Actually, we just recently, that wasn't that hard. It was kind of long. It seemed like it just kept going on and on was the golf game. What the Golf.
Oh, you finished that?
Like, yeah, but you get to, like, there's so many times when you think you're done, and then there's, like, this other thing. And you're like, oh, my gosh, this is going on and on. Like, and then you got to beat, like, a boss. I'm like, what? Like, this.
I didn't know it was like a story mode.
Game. Yeah, it did sort of feel like, am I going to make this? But it wasn't that hard. Yeah, original Zelda. I'm trying to think of, I don't think I finished many games, you know. What about you?
Hardest game I ever finished. Man, see, a lot of the games I played through, like, were not hard, I want to say.
Yeah. Right?
Because, like, I'm not really, like, I'm not one for, like, precision jumping.
Yeah, like the old school games.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I did finish, and maybe this is lame, but I'm going to say it. I finished the first, like, Kirby game, Kirby Adventure. Some of the stuff at the end was really hard.
Like NES?
Yeah.
Oh, my NES. Gosh. Wow.
I finished in college.
Wow.
Like, I had the NES for so long, and I was, like, I bored, I guess, and, like, 1 week I'd, like, finished it.
It's feels like an achievement, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. You did it, yeah.
I was so excited. I was like, oh, my God. And you know what? I think Yoshi games are, like, harder than people give them credit for.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of like, it's kind of like a Mario game, but not really, you know? What else was hard that I finished? I mean, I finished Zelda Breath of the Wild, but I don't think it was that hard. I don't know. I don't think it was that hard. And also, I completed the game so that the end was easier.
Hmm?
So the thing with Zelda Breath of the Wild is that it is a truly open, it's the first truly open Zelda world. Uh-huh. There is no sequence you have to go through to get to the boss.
I see.
You can play the game, you can do the tutorial and go straight to Ganon and try to beat him. People have done it, it's all over YouTube. I think people can do it in like 2 hours or three or something. Or you can play the story through, right?
Mm-hmm.
I played the story through. I spent like 140 hours playing through. I played, and if you make it easier if you play all of the, there's three like dungeons that are in the game. And if you play through all three of them, it makes the end of the game easier because you get extra like backup from the dungeon boss beating stuff.
Okay.
So when I got to the end of the game, I had like extra armor. I had extra like battle. I had extra attack from my friends. But it was still hard.
Yeah.
Like I still got knocked down a few times.
But it could have been a lot harder.
Oh my God, it could have been impossible.
Yeah.
Like I can't even imagine like doing the tutorial and do like going like naked Link to like go try to naked beat Ganon. Link.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're naked when you first start out. You don't have to put on pants. You can just have on, like, your shorts and just go to try and beat Ganon with, like, your stick.
You know? Your wooden sword.
Yeah. Actually, I think you have to have – do you have to have the master sword? I think you have to have the master sword to go in there. So, I mean, I don't know what the speed runs are, but I feel like it's, like, 1 or 2 hours. Like, something really ridiculous. And I played, like, over 150 hours.
Those speedrun videos are just crazy.
They are crazy. I'm like, oh, and people are speedrunning Animal Crossing.
Really? What are they doing? Yeah.
So, in this version of Animal Crossing, there's kind of a story in the beginning where you, like, have to unlock terraforming. And you unlock the ability to have KK Slider in your town. And you unlock all these other things. And people are speedrunning it.
Wow.
It's really weird.
So that happens with every game, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not into speedrunning. Actually, I mean, the only game I used to play pretty quickly, I think, is like Super Mario Brothers 2.
Mm-hmm.
I used to speedrun that. I used to know exactly what levels to skip.
Mm-hmm.
And to like, you know, fast forward because you could skip levels. You could go in the little pots. And what have you, come out the other side. I played that game over so many times, because Peach could float.
Yeah, that's the best, right?
Peach Capone. Yeah. She was so sweet. I only would use, Toad for one specific, like, stage or, like, level. And then I'd use, like, Luigi for, like, one specific level.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his jumping ability.
Right.
And then after that, it's all Peach.
Nice.
All Peach all the time.
That's me in Smash, you know?
All Peach all the time.
All Peach all the time. Yeah.
I haven't played Smash in so long. We got to get another virtual tournament going.
Yeah. How does that work? Can we do that? Can we pick, or is it just, I don't know.
What do you mean?
We could probably set up like some stream or something. Well,
as soon as I get my monitor, which will be Tuesday, we could stream it. Cause I can't have a lag on my freaking Ecamm Live.
Yeah. You can't have that happening.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it's probably going to be delayed by like a tenth of a second, but that's probably okay.
That could be fun.
Could be really fun.
Yeah.
Smash tournament.
Yeah. It's just one-on-one, right?
Can't be using all those profanities, though.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Mm. So I run a family-friendly gaming channel.
Oh, I see. Okay. That makes sense.
I had to censor out one of my animals saying, like, the N-word to me in the beginning of the video.
What? Who? Is that, like, another person?
It was an animal. One of my neighbors.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes they ask you to like change their catchphrase.
Uh-huh.
And I changed it to be like something terrible.
Oh, but you didn't know it was going to come up. No. Oh no. And you had to censor it.
Nice. I was like I didn't realize that was going to happen
cuz
I
hadn't opened the game
in 15 years.
Oh, I see the text. Yeah. That's funny. No wonder why it got some views, right?
Well, that was the opening because I thought it was pretty funny. And then it happened like, I don't know, 30 minutes into the video. But like I was surprised. And then it was like a something written on the board with like a whole bunch of profanities on it that I also had to censor.
Wow.
Because I think that I used to play that game with Tom.
Yeah.
The other Tom. And then like
the other Tom?
Well,
oh, my the friend downstairs. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, downstairs friend.
Yep.
And we used to like write like weird notes to each other on the board with like profanities.
That seems accurate.
That's as for less like jokes.
Yeah.
And then it ended up on like the internet and I was like, I can't put this in.
There's some funny stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's why I got a lot of views. I don't know.
Oh,
I think anytime you censor something, it's like funnier. You know?
It is funny, yeah, right?
It's funny to censor.
And like, the surprise, too. That's because that's comedy when there's a surprise. Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like straight up, like, profanity isn't funny, but, like, censoring is funnier.
Right.
You know, sometimes.
It's true. Yep.
It's true. Oh, my gosh. Well, tonight we're having falafel.
Oh, nice. I love falafel. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Falafel patties with cucumber salad and tzatziki sauce.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it yummy?
You're frying them up right there, huh?
Frying them up.
That's good. We have a mix.
We have a mix?
Yeah. Maybe we could do it too. I don't know.
I use chickpeas and stuff.
What's that?
I just use chickpeas.
Fresh. Oh, nice.
Yeah, I mashed chickpeas. Mash them.
Delicious.
And you put some olive oil and like some cumin. Coriander.
Could be good, yeah.
And some cilantro up in there. And we're
going to have
cilantro because we have a cilantro plant.
Oh, yeah. Nice. We had it last year.
We're growing all kinds of nonsense on the porch.
Yeah. What do you got going on?
I got, I have a little like deck box and it's got,
weed.
A tomato plant.
Oh.
Not weed.
Okay.
Not
tomato.
Not weed. Tomato. One habanero plant.
Wow.
What else we got? Oh, two big, massive basil plants that need to be stopped.
Oh, nice. Wow. I love that. So you got these lettuce and you just got these from Chinese seeds you got in the mail, huh?
No. What does that mean? What is that about?
You haven't heard about this?
No.
So apparently people are getting random Chinese seeds in the mail.
Why?
I think all over the country, and people are freaking out.
Wait, they ordered them?
No, they didn't order them, and they just arrive in the mail. And I guess people are like, oh, no, don't plant. Whatever you do, don't plant those Chinese seeds. We don't know what they are. It could cause, you know, overtaking other plants. And
there's no reason you can't plant them in a pot.
I know, right? I'm like, if I get some Chinese seeds, I'm going to plant them. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, someone has to know what that. I've never heard of this.
Well, look into it. It's a big thing. It's like on the first page of all kinds of stuff. Chinese seeds. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's big news.
Really? How come I haven't heard of this?
I'm surprised.
Chinese seeds in mail.
Yeah.
USDA identifies contents from mysterious seed bags from China.
There you go.
China. I want to know what they are. It says that they include seeds of flowering plants, herbs, and vegetables. 14 different species of seeds have been identified so far.
Oh, there you go. I didn't hear them being identified.
We have identified 14 different species of seeds, including mustard, cabbage, morning glory, and some of the herbs like mint, sage, rosemary, lavender, and then some other seeds like hibiscus and roses.
Oh, see, if you get them in the mail, you'll just plant them outside.
What is the deal? Unsolicited packets of seeds that could have been sent from China because they could... What do you think the deal is with that?
I don't know. People are freaking out. People, I've heard some speculation that it's, what do they call that when you get random stuff in the mail? Because people want to show that people have the items, and then they do like these fake comments, you know? That's like a thing that happens.
Oh, you mean like Amazon?
Yeah, I think that happens a lot for Amazon.
Oh, like a verified sale?
So I don't know. Yeah, something like that. So they can get the ratings. It seems like, but seeds?
That's mad shady, man.
I know, right? It's.
But seeds?
Yeah, it sounds really weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
So if you get some in the mail, you're going to plant them outside?
I might.
You might.
You know, yeah. You never know. Like, I mean, I doubt I would get some seeds in the mail, but you never know. Wait, before we go, where can I be? I can be here. Is this good? I don't know.
Oh, there you go, Animal Crossing.
I'm in Animal Crossing.
Nice. Nice.
I'm on someone's island. Look, they've even got the little tiny library. Oh, it's this way. The tiny library.
Oh, that's cute. In the game. That is cute.
Yeah, there I am.
Is that like leave a book, take a book? Oh, there you are. You
got it's like leave a book, take a book.
You got a little like a nightcap or something, or some kind of pink Christmas situation.
I have a nightgown and my like nightcap on because I was visiting islands in my dreams.
Is this the old one?
No, this is the new Animal Crossing.
Oh, the new one. Wow.
Yeah, so that's it was my thumbnail for a video I just uploaded like an hour ago.
Maybe we'll have some beverages and we'll tune in.
I hope so. For the live stream?
It might be the strangest thing for us, but maybe.
It'll be so much fun.
We'll have to have some liquor, probably.
I wish you would. It'll be fun. And you know what? I think Sarah would think it was really cute.
She probably would.
She would fall in love with it, and she'd want to download Animal Crossing.
My thing is, how is this a game? I don't understand. You're just walking around doing nice things for other critters, and
it's freaking relaxing as hell.
Yeah,
and it's fun, and you can like trade with people and talk to people.
It does seem relaxing, I guess.
It's awesome. Yeah. I was on Facebook groups, and I was like trading. There's like these little DIY recipes where you can make things like this tiny library.
I actually
got that in a trade, actually. And I, you know, and they come to your town and you talk to them over like text or whatever. And they're like, everyone's really sweet. Everyone's like, thank you so much for the DIY. And then they go home, you know. There's a lot of like loading screens, though, in between like someone coming to your island and leaving. So
yeah.
Kind of a pain in the ass, but it's still fine.
Okay.
Nintendo's got a lot of loading screen problems with this game. But
with that game, yeah.
No one. It's, you know, people just keep on playing anyway.
Cause it's fun. I know it's a hit because I've heard a lot of people talking about it. And like we've said, the timing couldn't be better. People at home.
Timing is perfect.
It's perfect. Another win for them.
Total win.
I think we.
All right, I guess we gotta go.
We've come to the end of our show. That happened so sort of quickly, talking about who knows what. What are we back next Sunday? We'll see.
Next Sunday, we'll see.
All right,
I think it'll be okay. I think I don't have a streaming schedule yet, so we'll try to work around it. But for now, since Sunday.
All right, that sounds good.
The listings also.
Yeah, then you'll know when we're doing a show, because sometimes we don't know. Yeah, well, true. Enjoy the fireworks. And maybe, thank you. Maybe we'll see you there.
I hope so. All right, bye, everybody.
Take care. Bye-bye.